Concierge, the lodge. I am watching the roof terrace from my position in the courtyard. I saw the lights come on a few moments ago. Now I see someone step close to the rail. I catch the sound of voices, the faint strains of music floating down. Rather a contrast with the sounds coming from a few streets away, the whine of police sirens. I heard it just now on the radio. The riots are beginning again in earnest tonight. Not that any of them up there will know or care. The radio was a gift from him, actually. And only a few weeks ago, I watched him up there on the roof terrace too, smoking a cigarette with the wife of the drunk on the first floor. As the figure next to the rail turns, I realize it's her, the girl staying in his. She has somehow gained access to the penthouse. Invited in? Surely not. If she is anything like her brother, I can imagine she may have invited herself. In a couple of days, she has gained access to parts of this building that I have never entered, despite working here for so many years. It is only to be expected. I am not one of them, of course. In all the time I have worked here, I can only recall the great Jacques Meunier looking at me twice, speaking to me once. But of course, to a man like that, I am barely human. I am something less than visible. But this girl is an outsider too, just as much as I am, maybe more so. Also, apparently given to climbing like her brother, insinuating herself. Does she really know what she has got herself into here? I think not. I see another figure appear behind her. It's the young man from the second floor. I snatch in a breath. She really is very close to the rail. I only hope she knows what she is doing. Climbing so high, so quickly. It only makes for further to fall.